You don't look like you're old enough to have adult children, my guess.
但係大家睇落去好後生，會唔會你冇仔女係即係十八歲以上咧
？So am I correct to assume that most of you have teenagers or young adults?
係咪大多數嘅父母嘅仔女都係即係 teenager 青少年階段咧
？Because I will be speaking primarily to that age range.
即係今日我係會同大家主要講呢一個階段。
But I think that what I'll be sharing today will have some application for all age ranges.
但係裏邊嘅意啊嗰、那個啊題目咧都會適合所有嘅家長嘅。
Now, as Marie has mentioned earlier, I have three sons.
咁我有三個仔。
And they're all quite. I'm very thankful for each one of them.
好感恩嚇，三個都係神俾我好好。
The eldest is currently in his last year of high school.
最大嗰個係讀緊十二班。
And if you give me just 1 minute, I want to brag a little bit about him.
咁我就講少少關於佢。
Because he's always been very obedient, a very good child.
佢一路都係一個好乖、好順服、好聽話嘅細路。
I remember one year we went on a cruise many years ago.
啊，幾年前一齊去遊船河。
And I remember he was only in grade maybe 5 or 6.
嗰時五六年班。
And he woke us up in the morning.
朝早一早叫醒我哋。
Because you know the cruise rooms, the cabins are very small.
因為喺遊船裏邊嗰啲房咧係好細間嘅。
And he turned on the light.
咁佢就開燈。
And he was studying.
咁佢就喺度睇書温書。
I didn't realize he had brought his books with him.
咁佢帶埋佢啲要做嘅功課嚟。
I said, Daniel, why are you studying? This is the summertime.
我點阿仔點解暑假你放暑假你都嚟温書啊
？We're on vacation.
我哋而家放緊暑假喎。
And he said, but Daddy, if I don't review my work over the summer, I might forget my work for the next year.
佢如果我暑假唔温書，我九月就唔會記得㗎啦。
And he regularly wakes up before 6 o'clock to do his homework.
咁佢係習慣性六點前晨早六點前就起身嚟温書嘅。
He's a very keen, but that's why he's getting about 98% average in grade 12.
所以佢嘅成績係98平均分以上。
He hopes someday to be a medical missionary.
咁有一日咧，佢希望咧係可以做呢個宣教士，係用佢嗰個醫學嘅常啊知識做醫生。
I think people like Clay inspire him.
我諗我哋中間好似阿 Marie 嘅 husband 咁，可以係成為佢一個好嘅榜樣。
The middle one is also is very smart, right?
中間嗰個都好聰明。
But he's more relaxed.
但佢咧就好放鬆嘅。
And always, he's really into sports.
咁佢好中意運動。
Both of them are into music.
兩個都好對音樂好。
They play worship team in the church.
喺教會咧。
But the middle one is, he is more one that wants to, he actually is Ontario level for track and field.
佢就係代表學校喺呢個省級裏邊咧比賽嘅。
Both of them play tennis for their school.
兩個都係打呢個 tennis 啦。
And they're tops in their grade.
喺佢嘅班裏邊係高分最高分嗰邊。
But the younger one can beat the older one.
但係第二嗰個咧
，on a regular basis，
係平時比較嚟講係仲叻過超越第一個。
The littlest one is only 2.5.
最細嗰個得兩歲半啫。
And he is the baby of the family.
嗰個就做 baby 啦。
The boss.
但係咧做 boss。
I think you know if you have grandchildren that he's very cute, very verbal.
咁嗰個細最細嗰個咧就好識講嘢嘅。
And for some reason he always sings a lot.
又好愛，成日都唱拍歌。
I discovered this guy likes to sing when he's happy.
佢開心又唱歌。
When he's sad.
唔開心都唱歌。
And even when he's angry.
佢發脾氣都唱歌。
He sings at us when he's angry.
佢唔發緊脾氣嗰時佢都唱緊歌。唔知佢邊度學翻嚟。
So they're all very different.
所以佢三個嘅性格份都係唔同嘅。
And the first thing that I learned about raising children.
咁我學到咧，即係要培育仔女咧。
Is that some things you do the same for all of them, but some things you do very different depending on who the son, the child is.
嚇，有啲嘢你係要同樣咁教導，但係有啲嘢你真係要迎合每一個唔同嘅品格性格。
And raising children is similar to raising plants in some way.
咁我哋發覺培育子女咧，有少少好似種植物。
I'm not sure if we can get this to start.
我哋睇下我哋嘅 PowerPoint 嚇。
I want to tell you about my new senior pastor that I started working with last year.
咁啊，牧師咧對同工咧，佢嗰個senior pastor 咧
，Reverend Lam，
林牧師咧
，He raises orchids.
咁佢就栽種呢個蘭花。嗱，大家睇到啦。
We used to do the slideshow, right show. Under slide, yeah, slideshow right there, right above it, right above that. Yeah, slideshow, and then from the beginning. Yes, thank you. Okay. He raises orchids.
咁佢就種蘭花。
And you know what orchids are? They're very beautiful.
蘭花咧係好美麗。
That's him doing my orchid in my office.
嗱，咁佢而家就種一盆俾譚牧師。
And that's one of his orchids in his office.
咁呢度係其一一盆。
He has one plant that has over 30 or 40 blooms.
佢有一盆花咧，有成三四十朵花。
It's huge.
係好大盆嘅。
And he told me that it's not easy to raise an orchid.
佢話其實種蘭花唔係容易嘅。
You have to put them in a pot that has the air that goes through it.
因為你種蘭花咧，嗰啲泥咧要透氣嘅。
And you don't use regular soil.
又唔係用普通嘅泥。
He puts like wood chips in there.
要擺啲木糠、木碎、木片喺入邊。
And once a week, I soak the wood chips in water with some plant food in it.
咁又要每一個星期咧，用將啲有營養嘅水咧浸呢啲木糠。
And orchids have roots that go above the ground and some that go below the ground.
咁呢個蘭花咧，有啲根咧就向下去，但係有啲根又向上去嘅。
And he says that in order to raise an orchid, you need to understand where they come from.
咁所以你就要了解。
You need to understand that in the places that they were originally created, that were originally developed, they were on the sides of the cliff. Sometimes only rocks there.
因為啲蘭花咧，原先咧就喺啲山嗰啲岩石上邊生長嘅。
So that affects the way you raise them.
咁所以我哋栽種佢時候要了解佢嘅出處。
Today, it's very easy for me to give you a lot of suggestions, but I want to share humbly that I realize that each one of your children are different.
今日我可以俾大家好多提議，但係我想同大家分享嘅咧，都係一啲好謙卑好一啲提議嚟嘅啫。
So I want to share with you from Scripture because God created the orchids. And he knows how to raise an orchid. He created your children. He knows how to raise your children.
所以我想同大家講嘅就係，我哋天父咧創造呢啲蘭花，佢知道點樣去栽種佢。同樣，我哋啲仔女係神賜俾我哋嘅，佢會教導我哋點樣去培育佢哋。
And I want to encourage you because I know that you're trying your best.
咁我亦都想鼓勵大家，因為大家係好用心，係盡量去做一個好嘅父母。
Some of you are struggling with your children.
有時我哋有掙扎，有困難。
Maybe one or two are very rebellious.
或者有啲仔女係好反叛。
Maybe some of you are thinking that you've failed as a parent.
或者你亦都覺得自己係一個失敗嘅父母。
I want to tell you that God, there's always hope.
但係想話俾大家聽就係喺神裏邊，我哋永遠係有呢個希望，有呢個盼望。
And I want to tell you also that what I want to share with you is based upon my experiences and based upon Scripture.
咁今日我同大家分享係藉住神嘅話語，亦都係我自己個人嘅經歷。
One pastor, when he was very young, when he was a younger pastor, and his children were younger, he gave a sermon and he called it 10 Suggestions for Raising Good and Godly Children.
有一個後生嘅牧師咧，就同家長講話：我俾十個。方法教導大家點樣去培育子女。
But many years later, after his children had grown up and he had tried raising them,
咁十年之後咧，佢自己仔女大咗啦。
He preached another sermon on raising children.
咁佢又講呢個相同嘅題目。
And he called it Feeble Hints for Fellow Strugglers.
但係咧，佢今次嘅題目就改咗啦。佢個 title 咧就變咗話係一個提示，一個微小嘅提示，點樣教導父母去培育子女。
And I want to share with you that these hints that I want to give to you takes wisdom and it comes from God, from the Bible.
所以咧，我哋今日要講嘅咧，就係要求神俾我哋有智慧，點樣去睇神字，俾我哋話語。
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter, I'll give you a verse. Proverbs 24 verse 3, it says, "It takes wisdom to have a good family, and it takes understanding to make it strong."
咁就喺真言咧， 23.
Having wonderful children doesn't happen by accident.
如果有好的小孩子呢,
but some of you it's easier than for others.
但是对有些家长是容易一些,
for some of you, your parents have raised you really well.
有些父母自己成长里面呢,
so you kind of know it instinctively how to raise your children.
所以你自己呢,
but there's no perfect family. And all of us can get a little bit better in our parenting.
每一个父母呢,
let me share with you four really important areas. And I'll try to do it quickly and give us some time for discussion.
我会快快讲完,
the first is that we need to prepare our children for life.
第一,
in Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says this.
在路加,
Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man.
耶稣的智慧和身量,
and those are the areas that we need to work on.
咁呢度就係講到幾方面我哋要注意啦。
Jesus grew in wisdom, that's mental or intellectual growth.
咁呢度講耶穌呢就喺智慧裏面成長,呢度係講到佢嗰個智慧啦,智力啦。
He grew in stature, that is physical growth.
咁呢又講又第二方面講到佢個身量啦,呢個就係佢體力嘅成長。
He grew in favor with God, that is spiritual growth.
神 对他的喜爱,
and he grew in favor with man, that's social growth.
又讲到耶稣对人对他的喜爱那个成长就是讲到社交方面
those are the four areas that you should seek to help raise your children. Mental, physical, spiritual, social.
所以我们要注意这四方面, 讲到这个智力、体力、灵命和社交。
And the primary responsibility for children should be their parents in these areas.
咁我哋父母要嘅責任喺呢方面。
Now I realize that for some people there are reasons why the parents can't raise children. Maybe it's grandparents, maybe it's a relative or somebody.
有陣時我哋亦都了解父母未必可以親手去帶大自己嘅仔女，因為可能係上一即係你個上一代佢嘅grandparents帶佢。
But under normal circumstances, the parents are responsible for their children.
但是通常正常的情形呢,都是父母的責任。
In Deuteronomy 6:7, it says, you must teach these commandments to your children and talk about them when you are at home or out for a walk, at bedtime and the first thing in the morning.
咁喺生命記6章7節呢,就講到我哋都要殷勤教導我哋嘅仔女,無論我哋坐喺度,喺家裏面,行喺路上,躺下,起來,都要談論。
Especially for very young children.
特別是很小的小孩,
you are their primary source of reality. I remember when I was when my oldest son Daniel was about 6 years old.
當我兒子大仔六歲的時候呢,
he always used to watch me shaving. And he always asked me questions.
那就問牧師,
one time he asked me this question, he asked me a very profound question.
他问到我一个很深度的问题。
He said to me, he turned to me and said, Daddy, are you God?
他问神啊,问牧师啊,你是不是神啊?
He shocked me.
牧师窒了一下。
So I thought about it, I thought about the answer.
那他想了一下。
And I turned to my son and said, Daniel, until you are 18 years old, I am God.
他說直到你18歲前呢,我都是你的神。
Now, you know, I'm just kidding.
他是開玩笑。
And I laughed about it, but you get the point there.
但是大家明白, 當你子女小的時候呢,
I realize that when they become teenagers, oftentimes there's some rebellion and they're becoming their own adults.
因為佢青春期嘅時候咧，好多反叛，好多即係叛逆嘅。
But you'll be surprised at how much they still learn from you, even as a teenager.
但係咧，同樣內心裏邊咧，佢仍然係跟父母有好多嘅學習。
They want to be like you.
佢想學習你，模仿你。
It's surprising both my older sons want to be pastors.
咁我兩個大仔同二仔都想做牧師。
I remember a story about a doctor, a woman doctor, who had a 4-year-old daughter.
咁有一個女醫生，佢有個四歲嘅女。
And in the car, the back seat.
咁佢坐後座。
The daughter found her mother's stethoscope, you know.
咁佢就坐後座，揸車嗰陣坐後座就發現有個醫佢媽媽個醫生個聽筒。
And the mother thought, wow.
咁個媽媽就哇，我個女攞我嘅聽筒。
My daughter wants to follow my footsteps.
梗係想做醫生啦。
But then she heard her daughter say this.
咁佢然後睇到佢個女揸住個聽筒咁講喎。
Her daughter said, "Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?"
咁佢女就揸住，多歡迎你嚟麥記啊！我嚟 take 你個 order 啦。
When my oldest son was younger, about 5 or 6 years old, something similar happened to me.
咁我個女五六歲嗰時都係咁樣，類似咁樣。
Now he understands better now.
咁佢而家係即係唔同咁樣，但係以前就係都係類似咁樣。
I remember Daniel said to me, Hey, Daddy, how do I get when I go older, how do I get a job like your job?
他說 Daddy, 當我長大的時候我怎樣找到一份工好像你的份工作呢
And I was actually I felt really good about that.
那牧師又覺得很安慰了。
I said, Daniel, do you want to share the gospel?
我說仔啊，你是不是很喜歡幫人家講傳講福音呢
I said, I'm so happy you want to tell other people about Jesus.
我真係好開心，你願意咧傳揚福音。
And he said, actually, Daddy, I just want Mondays off.
其實嘛 ，Daddy 啊，我淨係想星期一有假放。
But you know, children, they look to you as their mini God when they're younger.
因為當細路細嘅時候咧，佢認為父母就係佢嘅神。
They did a study on academic achievement.
咁有一個調查細路仔佢啊讀書嘅成績啦。
They did correlated all these factors in a family's life to whether or not a child was academically successful.
咁就做咗好多研究，各方面去研究調查。咁然後咧就發現咧，其實咧嗰個細路仔喺屋企裏邊啊父母嘅關係嘅成長咧係好大影響佢成績嘅。
Now this is years ago before the internet.
嗱呢啲都係
a little bit just before the internet.
就係internet之前嗰時做。
You know what was the one most surprising result of that study?
咁最突出嘅結論咧就係咁樣。
One of the strongest correlations between academic success and the family.
佢最突出嘅咧就係睇到咧家庭嘅關係同埋仔女嘅成績嘅關係。
Was just how many books were in the house?
就係睇下屋企有幾多本書。
Because the people who did the study, they thought they made the conclusion that it was not just the books themselves, but the fact that the parents were readers, the fact that parents were academically minded.
咁佢哋發現咧，原來嗰佢以為咧啲父母咧喺屋企咧睇好多書，咁個細路仔咧就中意睇喜歡睇書。
Now, what are the areas that we need to look at in particular that we can prepare our children?
咁我哋要點樣去準備細路仔咧？
First is the area of relationships.
第一就係睇到佢關係。
You learn that from your children, your parents.
咁我哋就睇到細路仔咧係模仿我哋喺個關係裏邊點樣處理。
In 2012, they did the first study ever about the happiness of children around the world.
咁啊，2012年就研究到細路仔點解細路仔係最開心嘅咧？
This is a Chicago study, but they studied 4,000 children. Age 6 to 12 in 12 countries.
咁咧，佢又研究咗12个国家6至12岁嘅细路仔。
They created what's called the Global Kids Happiness Index.
咁佢又就研究下乜嘢系形成呢个细路仔成为一个开心快乐嘅细路仔咧
？Number 6 out of the 12 countries was Canada.
咁加拿大排第六，12个国家里边加拿大排第六。
Number 5 was America.
美国嘅细路仔排第五。
Number 4 was Germany.
第四就德國。
Number 3 was Brazil.
第三就係巴西。
Number 2 was Spain.
第二就係西班牙。
And guess where the happiest children in the world were?
大家估下最開心嘅細路仔，全世界最開心細路仔係邊啲細路仔？喺邊個國家？
Actually, Mexico.
係墨西哥。大家都諗唔到係嘛？
But the more interesting thing is that the study, the people who did the study determined that the key to children's happiness.Was their closeness they had to their family and their friends, their relationships.
咁所以佢了解到咧，原來咧個細路仔點解開心咧，就係佢同佢父母同埋佢朋友係有良好嘅關係，佢就最開心。
In today's internet age.
咁今日我哋喺呢個 internet 嘅世代裏邊咧。
One of the most important things you can do.
咁
is to help your children learn how to relate in person.
咁我哋咧父母咧就一定要俾心機教導我細路仔，唔好停留喺呢個網絡世界，而係真係同人建立好關係。
In particular, one of my sons is into computer games a little bit too much.
因為我有一個仔咧就好中意玩電子遊戲嘅。
And so he knows that he is not allowed to use his phone at dinner time at any meal.
所以咧每次食晚飯咧，佢係知道家規裏邊咧，佢係唔可以開呢個網，唔可以上網。
He knows that he has to interact with people.
佢食飯嘅時候一定要同人傾偈溝通。
He learned that it's unacceptable in certain that there's appropriate interaction in appropriate places. In a wedding, you should be happy. In a funeral, you should be sad. At the table, you should be conversation with people.
佢要學習喺唔同嘅場合要做合適嘅行動。喺呢個喪禮裏邊要同人哋同哭。但係喺呢個婚禮裏邊咧，同人哋一齊喜樂。
It takes communication.
所以咧，要學習同人溝通。
It takes being authentic with your children.
亦都要真誠坦白咁樣。
It takes a lot of forgiveness.
亦都要去原諒寬恕。
My sons realize that for any relationship, there's forgiveness involved.
所有嘅關係裏邊咧，都要學習寬恕。
So that's one of the keys to resolving conflict.
咁呢個係化解關係裏邊嘅衝擊。
The next area is the area of character.
咁第二方面，我哋要注意佢嘅品格。
Character is the total of all your choices and your habits.
咁呢個品格係點樣講咧？就係佢所有佢嗰個決定加埋佢嗰個做嘢嗰個習慣加埋一齊就係佢品格啦。
You teach your children to develop good habits, just like you teach them to brush your teeth every day, and that will develop their character.
所以我哋好似教細路仔每日要刷牙，係培養一個好嘅習慣。
Character is caught more than it's taught.
佢品格咧，唔係話我哋要口講要佢咁做就係，而係佢係模仿學習嚟嘅。
If you have a very angry child.
如果你有一個好唔開心、好惡嘅細路仔，
and all their siblings are angry,
而佢家庭裏邊佢仔兄弟姊妹都係好憤怒嘅，
I'm almost certain that parents are angry.
所以我哋知道咧，家庭咧父母都係憤怒嘅。
Third is our area of values.
第三咧就係價值觀。
Values is what's important to you.
價值咧就係咩嘢對我哋係重視、係寶貴嘅。
And in this area, it's not what you say, it's what you do.
咁價值就唔係話我哋講乜嘢，係我哋點樣嘅行為係點去選擇。
It's your priority you put on things like work, on money, time, relationships, sex, other people, the future, you know, all these things.
咁價值咧就係譬如係我哋對工作嘅價值咧，對錢銀嘅睇法咧，對人嘅關係嘅重視咧。對性嘅睇法咧，同埋其他咁樣。
We have to intentionally develop values in our children, and sometimes you just tell them that exactly what you're doing.
有陣時我哋點樣做呢啲決定咧？我哋要解釋俾我細路仔點解我哋嘅價值觀係咁樣取捨咧
？I often tell my sons I'm doing such and such not because I like to do it, but because I have to do it because I know that's the right thing to do.
牧師很多時候就解釋我為何做這個決定不是因為我喜歡這樣做而是我覺得這樣做是正確的對我來說是有價值的
And the younger they are because they're in your household you can't impose values upon them
那當小孩子小的成長裡面我們這樣告訴他解釋給他聽他就會學習什麼
Some people think if you just let them loose, then they can develop their own values themselves.
咁好多父母犯嘅錯咧，佢就以為啊，我俾仔女自由，我哋任佢選擇。
But they'll just pick up the values from the world.
咁如果我哋唔教導佢好嘅價值咧，佢哋只不過咧就係學習世上嘅價值觀啦。
The world spends millions and billions of dollars in advertising to teach your children things that.You should be teaching them.
咁我哋睇到好多廣告咧，係用咗好多嘅金錢去教導呢個世界嘅人點樣去做選擇。
Over one year, when you look at primetime television,
咁我睇到過去，即係咁一年裏邊，我哋睇到你咁睇電視。
There are over 1,400 times which there's sex. They have sex.
咁咧就有萬四次咧，就係喺電視裏邊已經有性
行為。
呢啲係舊嘅調查嚟。
2,300 times of profanity swearing。
咁講粗口咧仲多23,000次。
8,000 times we have severe violence。
打交打到流曬血死人咧就8,000次。
They are teaching your children something。
咁所以我睇到，如果淨係細路仔睇喺電視裏邊攞佢嘅價值觀咧，係教導緊我細路仔咩嘢價值咧？
The key is what are you teaching your children by your actions?
所以我哋要用我哋嘅行為、我哋嘅選擇去教導我仔女好做一個好嘅價值觀。
Now let's continue on. We need to protect our children in storms.
咁第二咧，大家要教嘅就係點樣保護我細路喺呢個暴風裏邊。
We don't protect them from storms. We protect them in storms.
我哋唔係話保護我哋嘅細路仔離開呢個暴風喎。
Because every child will have a storm in their life sometime or other.
大家要知道，每一個細路仔佢成長裏邊都有暴風嘅階段。
The key is how do they respond to it?
而係我哋教導佢，當呢個階段嚟到嘅時候，佢應該點樣去處事咧？
Proverbs 14:26 says this.
咁箴言14:6就咁話。
Reverence for the Lord gives a man deep strength. His children have a place of refuge and security.
咁就話敬畏耶和華嘅大有倚靠，佢嘅子孫都有避難所。
The world, the home, the household should be a place of security, of safety.
咁我哋嘅家庭咧就係我哋仔女嘅避難所。
Because there are a lot of storms in life.
我哋人生遇到好多困難，好多暴風。
There's change.
好多改變，巨大嘅改變。
Which happens every single day.
每日都有突然其來嘅改變。
And there's failure.
亦都有失敗，好大嘅衝擊。
There's times when people just don't win.
有時係俾人哋拒絕佢。
And the key is to teach them how to lose graciously.
就算佢係輸咗，覺得完全係冇出路啦，佢都要學習點樣輸。
There's also rejection.
俾人哋排斥佢。
We need to teach them that their value is not in what other people put up on them.
俾佢知道佢個人嘅價值唔係別人點樣睇佢。
But their value is not in their success, but in their value before God as a child of God.
唔係話佢自己做得成功為之好嘅，而係咧佢嘅價值係喺神裏邊。
Sometimes we teach our children that they're not worthy, especially if we compare them to their siblings.
特別如果我係將佢同佢嘅兄弟姊妹比較咧，佢就覺得自己唔夠好。
And we have to be careful that we don't give them the wrong message that they're not valuable.
咁有陣時我哋咁樣比較咧，佢就會覺得父母睇我冇咁好啦，冇咁重視我啦。
And we are to the way to help them is to hear them.
咁我哋就要仔細小心去聆聽佢。
Chuck Swindoll once tells a funny story when one of his children when they were smaller.
咁 Chuck Swindoll 咧就講一個故事。
One day at the dinner table, his daughter started talking very very fast to tell a story to her dad.
咁有一次咧，佢女仲細嘅時候咧，就講一個故事俾佢爸爸聽，講得好快脆。
And Chuck Swindoll said to slow down.
咁佢就叫女你慢慢講啦。
He says you don't have to talk so quickly.
你唔使講得咁急㗎。
And she says she'll talk slower if he'll listen slower.
佢話：如果你我講慢啲咧，你要慢慢聽我，爹哋。
I think that we need to listen to our kids.
咁我哋要真係用心去聆聽我哋嘅細路仔。
Especially, even when they're going to a stage when they don't seem to want to talk to you.
就算係佢去到青少年階段，佢唔想同你講嘢。
That is when you really need to listen to them.
咁你就更加要用心去聆聽佢內心嘅説話。
Because there's something underneath the surface.
因為喺表面之下咧，係佢真心嘅説話。
We need to express love and affection by hugging them.
我哋要擁抱佢，代係俾佢知道我哋錫佢。
My little boys know that when they were younger, they could always get a hug from their daddy.
因為咧，佢知道咧幾時佢唔開心，翻到嚟父母都會擁抱佢。
Even when I was upset at them.
就算爹哋嬲咗佢，都會擁抱佢。
That always gives them hope.
咁咧，亦都同時俾佢有希望，唔會係絕望嘅。
Because the world is very negative.
因為呢個世界咧係好負面嘅。
Movies are very dark now.
而家好多電影咧係好灰暗嘅。
And because of the online world, children are becoming very depressed.
咁同埋佢哋時時喺網上裏邊咧，就變咗形成佢有呢個抑鬱。
There are so many studies coming out now that tell us that the more children are online, the more depressed they get.
而家好多研究都發現，我嘅細路仔咧，越係用多時間喺網上瀏覽咧，佢嘅人係越容易有呢個情緒嘅抑鬱啊、低沉嘅現象。
There's a term for that actually.
係有一個名詞嘅。
Have you ever heard the term FOMO?
FOMO.
FOMO. Ever heard of FOMO? It's something that is very dangerous for young people.
呢啲情形咧係好危險嘅，其實。
FOMO means fear of missing out.
哦，佢係每一個字母代表一個字，就係啲細路仔咧就好擔心自己咧俾人哋排斥嚇，佢冇份啦。
If you go on Facebook, you see the highlight reel of people's lives, all the good things, what's happening.
因為佢哋喺網上咧睇人哋朋友仔嘅面書咧，個 Facebook 咧，佢就睇到哇，每個同學仔咧，哇，佢嘅生活真係多姿多彩啦。
All their friends are going out on a party, or they're going on a trip, or they're doing this, going to this movie. And they're afraid of missing out.
佢喺面書就睇到人哋咧，哇，又去呢度玩，又有 party, 又食咁好嘅嘢，即係好多節目。
Your children need to know, your teens need to know that you're only seeing one side of the story.
所以咧，佢哋要學習了解就係，其實佢係只不過睇到漂亮表面嗰方面。
And at that age, their peer acceptance is so important.
因為佢喺成長嗰個階段裏邊咧，佢係好想有好嘅朋友仔。
And so that's why we need to counteract that.
咁佢又覺得朋友冇接納佢嘅時候咧，父母一定要幫助佢。
And we also sometimes, when it's extreme, we just need to help them.
所以咧，我哋父母一定要用方法去用智慧去幫佢。
The third thing we need to do is to play with your children for fun.
第三樣我哋就係要同仔女咧有一個喜樂好玩嘅時間。
Someday your children will move out of the house.
一有一日仔女會成長，佢會離開屋企住。
You don't want them to feel that.The house is a depressing place for them to be.
咁你想佢對呢個家嘅印象係點咧
？You want them to come back.
你想佢翻嚟長大都會時時翻屋企係咪
？They say that a family that prays together stays together.
咁有一個句就話，一個家咧，如果時時一齊禱告咧，就會一齊聚埋一齊。
But it's a family that plays together that also stays together.
但係家人咧，如果時時有喜樂歡樂一齊玩嘅時間咧。亦都時時聚埋一齊嘅。
Remember that children are a gift from God.
我哋記住，我哋嘅仔女係神俾我哋嘅產業。
Gifts are to be enjoyed and not endured.
咁神俾我呢個禮物咧，係俾我哋係可以享受。
In Deuteronomy 16 it says we are to celebrate with your whole family.
所以咧係。
We are to celebrate with our whole family.
在《生命記》16章11節我們是跟我的子女和我的家人一起慶祝所以我們是要享受我的子女不是要忍受我們的子女
And so it's important for your children to feel that you're a fun person to be with at times
那也都要讓子女認識原來爹地媽咪是可以有幽默那方面的
You're not their buddy buddy but you are someone who enjoys life and they enjoy it with you
他是可以跟你一起有喜乐一起有共同快乐愉快的时间
In Ecclesiastes 11:8 verse 8 it even says people ought to enjoy every day of their lives no matter how long they live
所以咧，聖經亦都話咧，我哋咧係應該每一日喺我生命裏邊咧，無論係我哋幾長壽都好，應該每日都有一個享受，享受每一天。
You know, if you wait until all your problems are solved before you enjoy life with your children, it'll never happen.
如果我哋話要等到我將所有嘅問題都處理好嘅時候，我先至可以享受咧，呢一日永遠都唔會嚟。
When your focus is upon your work or your cleanliness of your house or you're doing this and that, even your church work, and your children feel that those things are more important than they are.
因為如果佢哋覺得啊，父母咧就係最緊要整乾淨屋企，整好做好佢嘅翻工嘅嘢，或者 even 教會嘅侍奉，我哋都要做好，然後先至可以有時間同仔女一齊去玩咧。咁佢就覺得父母將佢係放低，係次位。
There is a discipline to seeing humor in life.
所以我哋要學習培育我哋有幽默嗰方面。
The other day, one of my sons was playing, this was several years ago, he was playing,
幾年前呢,
he wanted me to play a video game with him.
咁佢又想牧師陪佢一齊玩一個電腦遊戲。
So I was playing the video game, it was on the TV set.
又擺喺個電腦裏邊一齊玩，啊擺喺個 TV 上邊玩。
And halfway through the game, I know, well, he was beating me.
咁佢當然就打贏咗牧師啦。
They know video games a lot better than us.
因為佢識得玩到熟曬。
But I noticed every now and then he looked towards the right and he move his hand to the right, do something else.
因為佢有陣時咧就又去右手邊隻手伸去唔知整啲乜。
I found he was playing another video game.
原來佢同一時間又玩緊另外一個遊戲喎。
While he was beating me in my video game, right?
即係佢打贏咗牧師，同一時間咧又可以再玩。
I said to Michael, how can you do that?
佢話：哎呀，仔，點解你可以同一時間玩兩個遊戲都仲打贏我咧？
He goes, that's okay, Daddy. I'm multicultural.
佢話：爹哋啊，因為我多元文化，所以我兩樣嘢一齊做啊。
Yeah, you meant multitasking, right?
Multitasking 兩樣嘢多元功能。
So we just had a good time laughing over that.
所以咧，佢就笑同老師一齊有個好愉快、好好笑嘅時間。
And you gotta don't take yourself so seriously, right?
所以我哋就算咧俾個仔打到啊落花流水，都係好好開心嘅咁。
The other day, my two-year-old son, wanted my attention. Well, he went through a phase. Okay.
佢兩歲嘅仔咧就有一過一段階段咧就係咁嘅。
He was in his room in a crib, you know.
咁嗰時喺個佢自己個房仔個牀仔度咧。
And when he wakes up, he always cries for us, right? And we thought, okay, we'll just ignore him so he'll stop learning how to cry so much. He won't get attention that way.
咁咧，父母咁牧師就話啊，不如我哋唔好理佢，等佢知道咧，唔需要咁樣喊嚟叫父母嘅。
And then one day when he was crying a little bit, there's no response from us, right?
咁佢一瞓醒又開始喊咯喎，咁父母就冇牧師冇去理佢啦。
And then I heard Fred.
咁佢聽到有人叫 Fred， 即係牧師。
Fred， 佢咁樣叫 Freddy，Fred。
咁佢就喺度叫牧師嘅名啊。
Nobody calls me Freddy, by the way. I don't know where you learned Freddy.
咁佢就唔停咁樣叫牧師嘅名。
So we were laughing so hard, right?
咁佢真係好得意。
And you know, some people that's disrespectful, right?
係。
But
咁樣就叫牧師嘅名咧，語名咁就好得意嘅。
But we just had a good time laughing over it.And he stopped doing it after a while.
咁之後佢就唔會即係冇咁做啦。但係其實嗰個過程咧就好幽默嘅，好好笑嘅。
But I didn't take myself so seriously, saying, "Oh, you have to call me daddy or
pastor
Dad."
但係我話我係你嘅父親啊，你可唔可以咁冇禮貌啊，叫我個名啊，或者咁樣叫我啊
？And when I do stupid things, I laugh at myself.
咁有時我自己做咗啲愚蠢嘅嘢咧，又自己笑自己咯。
It teaches your children the ability to laugh at life.
所以咧我哋就可以冇。做一個模範俾仔女睇到咧，我哋做人可以放鬆嚇，我哋做錯咗，我哋可以笑自己，係有幽默嘅時間。
Your children will remember those times that you laugh with them.
嚇，所以我仔女咧就會記得呢啲良好嘅時間。
But the last is the most important thing.
咁但係最後尾嘅咧係最重要嘅。
We need to point our children to God.
我哋要將我仔女指向神。
In Ephesians 6:4 it says, "Fathers, bring up your children in the training and instruction of the Lord."
咁喺以弗所書六章四節咧，就叫父親，你要帶用神自己嘅教導去培育你嘅仔女。
Children need to know that yes, we struggle with some answers as well.
仔女要知道父母唔係全能，我哋有我哋嘅掙扎。
But we trust that God will will accept us even when our knowledge is incomplete.
雖然我哋係唔係做到最完全嘅，但係我哋知道神係接納我哋係盡量去做好。
The key is our relationship to God.
係最重要嘅咧，就係我哋同神嘅關係。
In Proverbs 9:10 it says this.
喺呢個箴言九章十節。
Knowing God results in every other kind of understanding.
因為咧，我哋當我哋明白神嘅時候咧，我哋喺各方面嘅知識就會增長。
In Philippians 3:8 it says everything else is worthless compared to the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
喺腓立比書三章八節佢話每一樣嘢咧，我哋係將萬事當有損，因為我已認識我主耶穌基督為至寶。
Joshua said to the entire nation, "Choose this day what you're going to do."
咁約書亞話咧，至於我同我家，我哋必定侍奉耶和華。
As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
所以我同我家係必定服侍侍奉神。
That is the most important thing for raising your children.
呢一樣嘢係我哋培育裏邊仔女係最重要嘅一點。
You know, they say location, location, location for real estate, right?
咁我哋喺地產行業咧，佢哋時時都話地點、地點、地點，呢一間屋嘅地點係最重要嘅。
It's the relationship to God that's the most important thing.
當我哋培育仔女嘅時候，最重要嘅就係我哋點樣將我仔女指向神。
It's never too late, but there's a window of the best opportunity.
永遠不會太遲，但係咧，裏邊有一個階段係最理想嘅、最合適嘅。
And that's to set a foundation before they go to university.
呢個就係佢未進入大學之前，我哋就要將呢個基礎打好。
My sons actually asked me if they can get baptized before he goes to university.
咁我個仔就問我，可唔可以我未進入大學之前我受浸？
Because he realized that in university it'll be difficult.
因為佢知道如果佢唔做呢個喺眾人面前做呢個決志、做呢個決定嘅時候咧，佢去到大學裏邊好容易迷失。
I know for some people it might be awkward, but for me, I asked my sons very directly, "What? How is their relationship with God?"
有啲父母或者覺得困難，但係我就直接問我仔女。你同神嘅關係係點樣？
I asked them if they spend priority time with God.
你有冇同神有一個好嘅靈交？
In Colossians 3 verses 12 to 17 it says this. Oh, actually, maybe you can just read that in the Chinese.
Oh, okay. It's very long.
Yeah, yeah, that's why I thought maybe you can just read right out of the Bible.
Okay, 咁牧師咧就叫我讀呢個哥羅西書三章十二節。如果大家有聖經，可以同我一齊睇《哥羅西書》三章十二節。OK， 所以你們既是神的選民，聖潔蒙愛的人，就要存憐憫、恩惠、恩慈、謙虛、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若這人與那人有嫌隙，總要彼此包容，彼此饒恕。主怎樣饒恕了你們，你們也要怎樣饒恕人。在這一切之外，要存著愛心，愛心就是聯絡全德的。又要叫基督的平安在你們心裡作主，你們也要為此蒙召，歸為一齊體，且要存感恩的心，當用各樣的智慧，把基督的道理豐豐富富的存在心裡，用詩章、頌詞、靈歌彼此教導，互相勸戒，心被恩感，歌頌神。無論作什麼，或說話，或行事，或侍奉主耶穌的名，藉著他感謝父神。Should I go on with the husband and wife?
Yes.
OK， 咁跟住就係、是十八節，你們作妻子的當順服自己的丈夫，這在主裡面是相宜的。你們著丈夫的要愛你們的妻子，不可苦待他們。你們作兒女的要凡事聽從父母，因為這是作主所喜悅的。你們作父親的不要養兒女的氣，恐怕他們失了志氣。你們作仆人的要凡事聽從， 你们肉身的主人不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜悦的，总要全心诚实敬畏主。
So the first thing I want to share with you in conclusion, just a few thoughts in conclusion, is that marriage and family is something that is God's work and it displays God's glory.
咁呢度有几点同大家讲，我哋知道就系、是、啊神系创立啊，藉着婚姻同家庭咧去展示神同佢嘅神圣。
Really, marriage is a temporary thing.
因为大家知道婚姻咧系短暂嘅。
Jesus said in Matthew 22 verse 30 that in heaven there actually don't have marriage.
咁喺天堂里边咧系冇嫁娶嘅。
But we do have, I believe it's because all of our relationships are closer than human marriage today.
因为我知道咧。所有的關係呢，其實婚姻裏面的關係呢，就是很短暫的。
It's hard to imagine, but our relationship to one another is closer than our relationship to the human relationship here in marriage, when we're in heaven, with everybody that's in heaven.
因為我們知道在天堂裏面呢，我們人與人啊、朋友啊的關係呢，是更加長久，而在婚姻裏，在天堂裏面呢，是沒有啊，丈夫太太，啊，不是丈夫妻子的關係。
That puts marriage in perspective.
咁所以就將呢個婚姻咧，就大家睇到嗰個重要性喺邊度啦。
And God is the one that gives us the gift of marriage, but it's a temporary thing for His glory.
咁所以咧喺婚姻裏邊咧，係雖然係短暫，但係咧係展示到神嗰個設立同埋神自己嘅工作。
And it should encourage people that, you know, maybe they're single their entire lives.
所以有些人是獨身的，一生人都是獨身沒結婚的。
But it should also give you a purpose in your marriage and for your family.
但是同時也讓我們看到我們婚姻裡面的功能和意義在哪裡。
And marriage and family is firmly based on grace.
家庭和婚姻呢，是建立在恩典之上。
That is why forgiveness is so important when it comes to your children.
所以咧，喺家庭婚姻裏邊，要有呢個寬容寬恕係好重要嘅。
Now let me be a little bit sexist here.
咁或者牧師即係
mean prejudice against women or
係啊，即係或者男人大男人少少啦嚇。
And it's just because of my experience.
咁係牧師嘅經歷。
And a few people have told me this, the pastors and counselors.
有一啲啊輔導員亦都同牧師咁分享。
Forgiveness is a really tough area for women.
女士咧係有時好難原諒。
Actually, it's tough for everybody.
其實咧，真正去寬恕咧係好困難嘅。
But it might be because women are more sensitive that they are hurt more deeply.
又可能係我哋女性咧係比較敏感，個觸覺係敏鋭啲，所以我哋有時係傷得更加重，所以咧我哋更加難去寬恕。
We need to forgive.Our husbands, we need to forgive our wives, we need to forgive our children.
我哋要原谅我嘅丈夫，要原谅我嘅太太同埋我嘅仔女。
We need to forgive biblically.
我哋系凭住圣经嘅话语去宽恕。
We need to forgive first, and hopefully in time. Well, I'm sure it will happen in time. The emotions will come later on.
因为我哋宽恕咗，我哋用心去宽恕嘅时候咧，我哋嗰个情绪咧先至会跟住嚟。
We need to forgive others as Christ forgave us.
好似基督點樣寬恕我哋罪人，而我哋同樣咁去寬恕我哋嘅配偶、我仔女。
And forgiveness doesn't happen overnight in the sense that it doesn't. In time, the Lord gives you peace.
因為唔係話啊寬恕唔係話一分鐘或者一下就可以寬恕到，而係一段時。
Jesus said we need to forgive 70 times 70.
耶稣就话我哋要70x7去宽恕别人。
Sometimes you need to forgive your son or your daughter 10 times in a day.
有阵时我嘅仔女咧，每日都要宽恕佢十次。
Sometimes you need to forgive your husband 10 times in one day.
或者我丈夫都系，哇，宽恕咗又再宽恕，每日都要十几次。
Of the people that I know from broken families, the children from broken families,
特別在破碎的家庭裡面,
the children that do the best are the ones whose spouses have forgiven each other.
就係因為嗰啲
parents have forgiven each other. Sorry.
嗰啲細路仔咧最開心就係因為佢睇到佢父母彼此嘅寬恕。
And even in families are together, they might live together, but they haven't forgiven one another. So the husband and wife are always angry at one another.
但係有陣時雖然父母咧佢冇離婚一齊生活，但係佢彼此嗰個嬲怒個怨埋怨咧，係影響佢仔女非常之唔開心。
And there is some biblical anger that's good.
有一啲義怒係好嘅。
It says that God is angry with sinners every day.
因為神咧對罪人咧每日都係
So anger is an emotion that can be pure.
所以憤怒咧唔係話完全唔好。
But children need to understand that when their parents have the wrong kind of anger, it's a sin.
但係當我哋同我哋嘅配偶係有一啲錯誤嘅埋怨人啊。憤怒咧係唔好嘅。
And the wrong kind of anger is rage, where you lose control.
啊，有一啲錯誤嘅憤怒咧，就好似譬如我哋爆炸咁樣，即係發癲咁樣啦。
And also bitterness, when you hold, it's anger that you hold in for a long time.
還是咧係我哋即係谷住喺個心裏邊，一路忍住裏邊嗰個怨恨。
I'm sharing this just from my experience, the two areas that a lot of parents need to work on.
因為有兩方面我經歷係想同大家分享。
Your children, your teenage children, your young adult children will suffer unless you deal with those areas in your life, unless grace permeates your entire family relationships.
因為咧，我哋嘅仔女漸漸成長喺青少年啊，或者嘅階段裏邊咧，佢係會嚟睇到去了解。如果父母裏邊之間家庭裏邊有呢個彼此嘅怨恨埋怨。冇喺用神嘅恩典去化解嘅咧，係一路咁樣將佢哋係推向一個好唔開心、好低落嘅情緒嘅。
The foundation is the person and work of Christ。
咁當然我哋亦都要用恩典去建好呢個基礎咧，就係主耶穌嘅人、神子嘅人同埋佢嘅工作。
In Colossians chapter 3.The verses that were read to us, the words that talk about being chosen, being holy, being beloved, those are the foundational concepts for how you raise children.
咁咧，頭先我哋讀嗰一篇喺哥羅西書三章嗰度咧，十二節嗰度咧就係講到我哋點樣總要咧同別人咧入冇嫌隙，要彼此包容，彼此饒恕，呢啲咧就係我哋同人嘅關係。
Our hope is in the gospel.
我哋係憑住神嘅話語有呢個希望。
You know, when you help your children get the most important relationship right, which is a relationship to God, everything else comes in place.
因為當我哋咧幫我嘅細路仔咧建立好嘅人際關係咧，特別係喺同神有呢個良好嘅關係咧。
And the best way to do that is make sure your relationship to God is right.
最重要嘅咧。就係我哋首先自己同神同人有好嘅關係。
There's no, it's not a magical formula. It won't just because you know, it's over time that your children will realize that their parent is godly, and they themselves will be inspired to be godly.
因為咧，佢漸漸咧，佢會體會到，當我哋敬畏神嘅時候，佢漸漸咧就俾你感應到，佢亦都會對神有一個心。
They will feel safe enough and courageous enough to make the right decision in life.
咁佢會覺得好安全，佢會做呢個明智嘅決定去跟從。
One of the most godly things you can do is recognize that each one of them is made in the image of God, but each of them are also individuals.
咁所以咧，我哋亦都要話俾細路仔，每一個子女咧係照住神嘅形象去創造嘅，但係咧每一個仔女亦都係有獨立個個性。
One of my sons, you just tell him to do something, he'll do it, and he'll do extra.
咁我有一個仔咧，就話俾佢聽做乜嘢咧，佢一定就照住咁做，會做得比你要求嘅更好。
The other son, you have to explain to him everything again and again, and you have to give him the reason why you want to do the most simple things.
咁第二個仔咧，就係你一定要俾好充分嘅理由，點解要咁樣做，然後咧 啊仔細同佢講你要求係點樣點樣做，佢先至會去做。
When he was younger, it was so frustrating. It took us such a long time to teach one of our sons that he had to brush his teeth every day.
咁啊有個細個仔去教佢刷牙咧，都要解釋好多，佢先至肯去刷牙。
The older one is like, oh, I want to learn how to do this quickly, and he did it right away. The younger one, why do I need to do this? Why do I need to do this all the time?
大仔咧，你教佢咧，佢自己話：，我都想學點樣刷牙。個細第二個仔咧，就唔係時時都挑轉，點解我要做？點解要咁樣做
？But that is the same son who is very patient when he comes to teaching other people.
但係第二個仔咧，同樣咧，佢好有忍耐去教別人點解可以咁樣，要需要咁樣做。
Because it took him a while to get it, figure it out. So,
因為佢需要好長時間去明白、去了解，需要咁樣做。
So he realized that other people might take a long time to figure it out.
所以佢就覺得別人都需要佢有好有耐性去解釋。
Finally, let me point out that family is much bigger than you think.
咁最後尾想同大家講就係我哋嘅家庭係我哋想象中更加大嘅。
In Matthew 12 verses 46 to 50.
喺馬太福音咧。
Jesus says that whoever does the will of his Father in heaven is his brother and sister and mother.
就話我哋咧，主耶穌就話，邊個係照住神嘅旨意去做咧，就係喺天堂裏邊佢嘅父母，佢嘅親人。
There is something to be said of the community of Christ raising children.
所以我哋就知道咧，我哋喺主裏邊咧，我哋點樣培育仔女。
If you're struggling with a rebelliouschild today.
如果我哋今日係仔女好反叛
，Don't suffer alone.
唔好單獨去承受呢個困難。
Groups like this can help you. Your church small group can help you.
我哋喺主裏邊同弟兄姊妹大家分擔。
And if you have, by the grace of God, if you have been successful in raising your children.
如果你自己培育仔女係成功嘅話
，Be compassionate.And supportive to those who are struggling.
你可以去幫助支持其他嘅父母。
Because that's one of the hardest jobs in the world.
因為培育仔女係一個最困難嘅事工。
There's you ever heard of Katie Davis?
Katie Davis 有一個人叫 Katie Davis.
She's in her mid to late 20s now.
二三十歲啦已經。
When she was 17 years old, she went to Uganda on a short-term mission.
咁十七歲嘅時候，佢去咗一個短期嘅宣教。
And she had been quite successful in life up to that point.
咁嗰時候咧，佢十七歲之前咧，一路生命都好成功，好。
She won a beauty contest in her high school.
咁佢中學嗰時咧，又喺咧選美會咧，又贏咗啦。
She was actually the valedictorian.
咁咧喺學歷裏邊咧，佢係優秀最代表全屆嘅學生。
She's actually the top student in her school.
咁亦都喺學校裏邊咧係最高分嗰個。
But she skipped university.
但係佢冇去讀大學。
Instead, when she went after going to Uganda, she came back and she prayed about it and decided she was going to give her life to raise children in Uganda.
咁佢當佢去完呢個短期宣教去 Uganda 嘅時候咧，翻嚟佢就祈禱，佢決定咧就翻去嗰度，去嗰度教養育嗰度嘅細路仔。
She went to Uganda and she actually started adopting children.
咁佢就去領養嗰度啲孤兒啦。
She's only 18 years old. She's a single girl.
嗰時佢十八歲一個女仔。
She adopted. I think she now has 14 or 15.
咁佢已經而家領養咗14、15個孤兒啦。
And I think a couple of years ago, she actually got married to another missionary, and she has her own son as well.
咁之後咧，佢就同另外一個宣教士結婚，咁就自己有仔女，有一個仔。
And she wrote this book, called Kisses from Katie.
咁佢就寫咗一本書叫做 Kisses to Katie.
Yeah, she was a speaker at this big conference in the States recently, and she said that you know.God just impressed upon her that every child is important to him.
咁嗰陣時佢就覺得佢就知道神話俾佢聽，每一個細路仔喺神裏邊都係重要嘅。
God gave you your children as a gift.
神俾我哋子女係一個禮物。
No matter how challenging they are.
無論佢係幾困難。
They're still a gift.
都係一份禮物。
And in little ways and in big ways, they know whether or not you consider them a gift.
所以咧，無論係啊喺各方面咧，我哋都知道呢個係神俾我哋嘅禮物。
And they're not a burden on you.
唔係要我哋去承受去忍受。
They're only a short time that you have.
我哋有佢係好短嘅時間。
What are you going to do today to help them prepare for the future?
我哋今日會做啲乜嘢去準備佢哋，等佢一生人咧
？How do they need to be protected in the storms?
喺暴風裏邊，我哋點樣保護？教育佢去保護自己咧
？When are you going to spend time and play with them?
我哋幾時係用時間抽時間去陪佢哋一齊有歡樂嘅時間咧？
And how are you intentionally pointing them to God?
我哋有冇用心用智慧去指佢向神
？I think we have some time for sharing, for some questions and some interaction time.
咁我想用以下時間，大家有個分享或者發問分享嘅時間。
I'm going to pray for you. If that's okay.
咁然後我哋就為大家禱告。
Let's pray together.
我哋首先低頭先。
Father in heaven, thank you once again for this morning.
感謝天父俾我哋今日嘅清晨。
Thank you, Lord, for bringing these wonderful women out this day.
感謝天父帶我哋嘅家長喺我中間。
Thank you for their concerns for their family.
感謝佢哋對家庭嗰個承諾。
For those who have loved them to bring them to Jesus.
求神幫助我哋帶仔女去到神嘅面前。
Help them, Lord, to point their children, their teens, their young adults to Christ.
將我哋嘅仔女，佢青少年啊嘅仔女帶到神你面前。
Give us grace, Father, we pray.
俾我哋恩典。
To rule over a household in which the gospel affects every interaction, every relationship.
以致神你自己嘅寶貴嘅福音，成為我哋每一家庭每一個啊説話談吐都喺其中。
Lord, we pray for forgiveness.
求神寬恕我哋。
We have done and said things that sometimes we're afraid will never be ever forgotten by our children.
我哋有時恐怕我哋講咗個説話係傷害到我仔女，而係佢一生都會記住。
Help us, Lord, to understand the forgiveness of Jesus Christ that we also can extend forgiveness to them as well.
求主俾我哋明白主耶穌點樣。饒恕我哋嘅罪，我哋嘅罪，同樣我哋可以饒恕我哋嘅仔女。
Help us in our relationship to our spouses, we pray.
幫助我哋同我哋嘅配偶個關係。
We say all these things in Jesus' name.
我哋咁樣祈禱，奉主耶穌基督名求。阿門。